Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of tech news, trends, and tutorials. I'm Alex, here to unravel the complexities of tech with my co-host,
Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, mostly because if it's confusing to me, it probably is to you too.
Today, we're talking about a hot topic in the world of Python and AI, building AI microservices using Flask 3.13. It's a game changer, folks.
Flask 3.1.3, you say? I remember tinkering with Flask back in college, but AI microservices sound like we're in a whole new territory now.
Right you are, Jamie. Flask has come a long way. With the release of version 3.13, we're seeing full async await support and ASGI readiness, which is perfect for AI-driven applications.
Async and await in Flask. That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. Can you break that down for me?
Imagine you're at a fast food drive-thru, Jamie. In a synchronous world, you can't place your order until the car in front of you has received their food. Async in Flask is like having multiple windows to take orders and hand out food simultaneously. It keeps things moving efficiently, especially for AI tasks that need to wait on responses from other services.
I could go for some fast food right now, but I get it. More windows, less waiting. So how does this all tie into AI microservices?
Well, AI microservices often need to communicate with external APIs like Anthropic Claude for text generation or Google Gemini for analytics. These communications can take a bit of time, and you don't want your application just hanging there. Flask 3.1.3 allows these calls to be non-blocking, meaning your application can handle other tasks while waiting for a response.
Handling multiple orders at once. Got it. But what's this ASGI server thing?
ASGI, or Asynchronous Server Gateway Interface, allows for greater concurrency and real-time web features like WebSockets. Think of it as the engine behind the scenes, making sure your async Flask apps run smoothly and efficiently.
Sounds powerful. And I heard something about Gunicorn and Uvicorn. They sound like creatures from a fantasy novel.
They might as well be, given their strength. Gunicorn is a Python WSGI HTTP server for Unix, and when paired with Uvicorn, which is an ASGI server, they form a robust production stack for running async Flask applications.
All right, so if I wanted to build an AI microservice with Flask, how would I start?
First, you'd set up your project environment and install Flask 3.8.1.3 along with HTTPX for async HTTP requests and Gunicorn paired with Uvicorn. Then, you'd dive into coding your application, defining async routes to handle AI tasks like generating text with Anthropic Claude.
That sounds manageable. But what about when it's time to go live? How do I make sure the world can use my awesome AI service?
Deployment is where Gunicorn and Uvicorn really shine. You'd configure Gunicorn to manage your app processes and Uvicorn to handle the async event loop. This setup is scalable and has been battle-tested by companies like Netflix and Lyft.
Neat. But I imagine hosting AI services can get expensive, right?
Potentially, yes. But Flask 3.1.3 helps you build modular services that connect to AI APIs with clear cost control. Plus, integrating rate-limited APIs carefully and using resources like AWS's free tier for deployment can keep costs down.
Got it. Keep an eye on those costs. And I suppose there's a lot of testing and security to think about, too.
Absolutely. Security is paramount. So managing API keys securely and ensuring data validation is key. For testing, you'll want to simulate async behavior and ensure your service can handle the load.
Sounds like there's a lot to keep track of.
There is, but the beauty of Flask 3.1.3 is that it simplifies building and scaling AI microservices, making it accessible to developers without sacrificing performance.
Incredible. I'm already brainstorming some AI service ideas, but we'll save that for another episode. Thanks for breaking down Flask 3.1.3 and AI microservices, Alex.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We hope you're leaving with your tech curiosity sparked and ready to explore Flask 3.1.3.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. Until next time, keep coding and stay curious. Bye!